Kiri Eleison, written by Becky H. Read by C.J. Edwards. He throws his arms out in a gesture of surrender and acceptance. The Dalek fires. There's a moment of intense pain, nerves set on fire by the Dalek's extermination ray, and then nothing. He's dead before he hits the ground. One more corpse on a station full of corpses. When Rose comes and the doctor says, "You can't," she listens. Bad Wolf doesn't bring life, only death. The doctor tells her Jack's busy saving the Earth. She pretends to believe him. Torchwood falls in the 20th century. Earth's a sitting duck. It doesn't make it out of the 21st. He hears the TARDIS as he's climbing to his feet. He doesn't pause to figure out what happened, just starts running. He makes it there in time to see the doctor catching Rose as she faints. Jack can see the energy crackling under the doctor's skin. The doctor can see everything. Jack stays with them until he gets his answers. Rose feels guilty, the doctor won't stop twitching, and Jack can't deal with either. He leaves them on Earth at Christmas. Earth still doesn't make it out of the 21st century. But burns out his vortex manipulator in the process. A year later, the TARDIS shows up, then starts to dematerialize. Jack goes after it and gets sucked through the vortex to the end of the universe. The doctor says he's wrong. Jack tells the doctor to go to hell. Earth's destroyed by the Master, intergalactic war, and Toclophanes. His trip off the AIM station's rough and the landing's worse. When he comes around again, he knows his timing was off. It's closer to the middle of the 19th century than the start of the 21st. He hauls himself painfully to his feet, cracks his neck, and tries again. He lands at roughly the right time and place, but with a working vortex manipulator, he doesn't have the patience to wait around. He doesn't know the doctor's regenerated. When he finally catches the right version, it's at the premature end of the world and it's too late for the answers to matter. When he hears the TARDIS, he makes it there just in time to see her fading away. He sets coordinates for Cardiff in the 21st century, but lands in the 19th. The trip burns his vortex manipulator out. He's stuck on Earth, living linear time. It's more than a century before he finds the doctor and his answers. He catches a glimpse of what might have been and might still be in his year on the Valiant. He stays on Earth. He fights for what he loves. Humanity spreads across the stars, and when Earth dies, it's of old age.